it's not normal.
All right, praise God. So leaving. We just heard from what's his name at Fox, and the deception behind it, and all the name calling that goes along with all of it. And you know, you're a disgrace, and you're a treason. You know, you're a reptilian that rapes babies. Okay, so shut up. Anyway, so let's see here. Where can I go next? Oh yeah. All right. I want to play this for you because it looks like Marjorie Taylor Greene has come to a new revelation. Let's go ahead and play this. I was very happy to see that she finally filled in the blanks. Okay, so she's joined us. Okay? All right, so anyway, let me see if I can get this back to the very beginning. There we go. And we'll kick it off. Wait, let me check the volume. Okay, here we go. Here she goes.
I hated Fauci. So I was so angry the day that he said 15 days to slow the spread. I've never been so angry in all my life at President Trump. I was furious at him. But in my viewpoint or what I believed at the time, I thought he was just being given bad information from his advisors.
This is like everybody.
And so I saw President Trump as being the innocent one being misled down this trail by these bad advisors. And I was so stupid to think that. Now I see it completely different. I'm like, no, he loved that vaccine. I know he loved the vaccine. He loved Operation Warp Speed. And he's told me before, he's so proud of it. And, you know, he tells me, he's told me in person, he saved millions of people's lives with that vaccine. And I say back, no, millions of people have died because of that vaccine. And millions of people are injured today because of that vaccine. And there's been countless babies not born because of that vaccine. And we have no clue what the future of damage is going to be to people's health because of that vaccine. And no, now I see it totally different. But back then I was like, oh, the president's being misled. They're lying to him. And that's continues to be the problem, though, for people, is they blame Susie Wiles, or they're blaming Pam Bondi, or they're blaming whoever's in the room, when honestly, I can tell you firsthand knowledge, because I've been in the room, it's the president himself. It is Donald Trump himself. And I know that's a hard pill for people to swallow, but let me tell you, that's the pill you need to swallow. Because once everyone can understand it is him that is calling the shots, it's him that writes these crazy Truth Social posts himself, then you're going to be able to acknowledge we have to get rid of him, and we have to reshape the future of politics for all of our own well-being.
Now, read the Bible. Hey, for every little increment that somebody wakes up, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, you know, because that person may have influence on other people, and it grows, you know, and eventually, this would be the coolest thing of all. I pray for this all the time. I would like to see the unfortunately terribly misled, so-called evangelical Christians to get their heads out of the sand, or out of whatever pail of dung that they have them stuck in, and learn how the Bible works. Understand that Jesus came to bring the love covenant down. All the rules changed. Do you think that Jesus... Read the Gospel of John, verses 1, 2, 3, 4. Jesus is the Word. The Word was God. And the darkness didn't understand it. So the people that are not saved, that are not walking in a sanctified path, trying to get better and better and get all the sin out of their lives and stuff, and seeking the Lord in fear, because you don't want to go to the pit. They need help. They need a push. They don't understand that the Old Testament is superseded by the New Covenant. It's superseded. So the bar was raised by Jesus. It's the love covenant. That's why it says that love covers the law. There's no need for the law if you have love. If you behave out of love, you don't need it. But people just can't seem to put it together. They don't understand Galatians, 3:28, where Paul said, there's neither Jew nor Gentile, slave nor free, man nor woman, but we are all one through Christ. Well, if you think about that, then it makes you ask yourself, why would anybody think that 1947 Israel was neither Jew nor Gentile? It overwrites it. Okay, it's like a contract. The old contract and the new contract. All right? That's how it works. You can't go back and point to the stuff in the Old Testament and say, well, here they were killing people, so I can kill people now. No, it doesn't work like that. All right. And boy, have I beaten my head in this the concrete. Okay, over the last 15 years trying to get this stuff across the people. Praise Jesus. But, you know, and I've cried. I've stood downstairs right there in the dining room and had tears coming down my eyes. And I said, Father, they're just not getting it. I keep on seeing people coming back to me time and time again. They're just not. And Jesus literally said to me, he said, I didn't send you to save the world. Okay. I came to save the world. So get back, you know, wipe off your face and get back to work. Praise God. It was essentially like that. All right. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, let's see here. So this is one of the posts that came out over X recently. It was just this morning. And it says the U.S. has responded to Iran's proposal. It says, number one, Iran must hand over 400 kilograms of uranium to the United States. Number two, no compensation for damages shall be incurred. Well, there, right there, you have a deal breaker. The uranium is also a deal breaker. Number three, only one Iranian nuclear facility may remain in operation. Yeah, try to enforce that one. None of Iran's frozen assets will be released. Wait a minute, they want trillions. Well, there's a big impasse. No ceasefire. The list goes on and on. There's a bunch of things. So none of 100% of all of things that were being considered theoretically. But you and I, anybody who listens to the show, should know by now, it was never intended. It was never, ever intended. It's all about the greater Israel, okay? And that's the goal. And Satan, his master goal is to have the Islamists and the Jews and the evangelical, the Christians, all kill each other so that there is no religion. Because then they can raise Lucifer up as God. That's the plan for the Great Tribulation. All right? None of them will exist. So won't the synagogue of Satan be surprised? So much for the Khazarian Mafia. It's not in the master plan there, buddy. But they don't get that. And that's what's pushing all of this forward. And yes, to Marjorie Taylor Greene's credit, he's behind it. He's part of it. This isn't like, oh, he's being drug in or misled or any of that kind of stuff. No, there's no misled here at all. He is willfully a part of it. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So, and then to add even more to the whole concept of world war, because you got to have a lot of different countries involved in a world war. There's all kinds of stuff going on during World War II. Okay, so anyway, turns out that Turkey, and I went and verified this on the internet. Okay, so a lot of times I'll see a post out there and I'm like, I don't know if I believe that. And a lot of people read the comments and stuff and draw a conclusion. What I'll usually do is I'll take a bite of text out of the post and then I'll put it on Google or whatever search engine and I'll go out and find other articles. This is confirmed. Turkey has decided to break the treaty. I don't even know what treaty it was, but it evidently is like 100 years ago or something like that. To break the treaty and to take the 152 islands that they let Greece have, to take them back. Okay? So it kind of looks like you can't go 2 or 3 days, really, without some additional countries being involved. I listened to one interview just recently, a couple of days ago, and the two parties on the interview were discussing and kicking back and forth, you know, why is Putin waiting so long? You know, they've finally gotten the Sarmat 2, which they call the Satan 2 or whatever. The tests are passing now. Okay, they've done many tests. at first they weren't working out too well, but now they're passing and they believe that it's ready. It's flight ready. It's ready to go. There's still people out there making comments and suggesting that that Iran is going to launch missiles that explode on American territory. That's false. Whoever's making such claims obviously do not understand the missile portfolio that Iran has, and none of them have the ability to travel that far, not even close. Okay, so these claims coming from, you know, the SOS and the great leader, Milkowski, okay, it's so much dung. I've actually given a nickname to Draco T. His nickname is the Draconian Dung Gobbler. I couldn't take it anymore. After so long, it's like you just it's so frustrating. But anyway, we got to hang in there. Stay close to the Lord. All right, praise Jesus. Okay, there is a, and I'm just going to kind of roll down through these as I can. Actually, wait a minute. This one here is huge. I'm going to play this one right now. I'm going to jump ahead. All right, and this one here is an interview on Redacted with Z Media. Now, I don't know the first and last name of Miss Z or whatever, but she's quite good at what she does. But I will play this for you because it is it's astonishing how well she put this dialogue together to capture so much information in such a short period of time. Absolutely done brilliantly. And it's worthy to be heard by anybody who wants to know what's going on right now. She concatenates probably a couple of years of evil into like 2 minutes of dialogue. All right, so let's take a listen to this. This is brilliant. Absolutely can't be topped. Here we
You're
go.
You're hitting on something, because when you look at just the thousands of people that have like willingly put these microchips in their hands, that's a small percentage. So many people have this in their bodies because of, you know, geoengineering, because of what they're spraying in our skies, and because of these COVID jabs.
Yes, let me give you some really shocking information. You may know about this. A lot of people don't, actually. So I spoke to Nick Holscher a little while ago, prominent epidemiologist, after I learned about what MIT had admitted here, and asked him whether it was possible that they already covertly did this through the COVID injections. He said, definitely possible. There is some evidence to suggest that they did. But there is another very, very important puzzle piece here, and it comes to us from Bar-Ilan University, rather. That's Bar-Ilan University in Israel. And their chief scientist, Ido Bachelet, was actually presenting a TED Talk all the way back in 2013. And he basically said at that time, he said that we can implant hundreds of billions, or 1,000 billion, I think he said, nanorobots into a vaccine. He proudly held up a vaccine during that TED Talk. I've done a whole expose on this. He then said in his presentation that people can, they can ensure that they don't, quote unquote, lose control of the nanorobots after they've been injected into people. He stated that the controller is connected to the internet, and I quote, like an Xbox. He then said that the controller actually links these nanobots to the network, that they have an IP address, and that they can be accessed remotely. He bragged about how they can control these nanobots, like with a joystick, to release payloads into humans. This TED Talk happened in 2013. Now, here's the kicker. In 2015, Pfizer announced their partnership with Ido Bachelet of Bar-Ilan University, who already had this tech. So my point is that while I, of course, am concerned about people willingly implanting themselves, and I do believe free will plays a part in the control of the technocrats, I am very concerned about what covert operations and covert applications have on, I'm concerned about those impacts on the population. And you only need to look at something like Bill Gates' patent 060606. Yes, that's real. Everyone, please go and look up patent 060606. And you will see that the plan is to actually be able to mine cryptocurrency with your body's data. Well, how would they do that? They need some sort of sensors, conductors inside of us, feeding information back to the data centers through quantum technology. And by the way, Bill Gates is also developing the quantum dot microneedle patch. We can talk about that. Which is real-time data being sent to the powers that be of everything that's going on inside of your body at any given time. And also, of course, your ability to bank, aka mine crypto.
Okay. So cut off a little bit earlier, but, you know, the microneedle patch with the Luciferese and all that kind of stuff, that is the mark of the beast. Okay, that is the actual mark of the beast. Until you get that patch installed, you have not accepted the mark. Okay, contrary to the people that the Christians that are out there that are standing on the roads, you know, warning everybody with megaphones and everything, you're going in to get the shot. It's the mark of the beast. The problem is what that ignorance creates a wall of unbelievability. Okay, the credibility of Christianity is called, and people are like, well, you know, and that takes me back into the 60s when all the Christians in the churches were calling the American Express card the mark of the beast. And then it was the barcodes with the little 666 separator symbol in between them. Oh, the barcodes are the mark of the beast. And I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. And, you know, nobody, if you don't have to go very far to become discredited than to just, you know, hang out with evangelical Christians. They'll do what they have to do. They'll make sure that you're discredited pretty quick. All right, praise God. But the microneedle patch is going to be the actual mark. They will input it on your actual hand. Now, whether or not it'll be in precisely the same form that it is in right now is anybody's guess. Possibly not. They may move it over to something that's a little bit thinner, a little bit less obvious to see, but it will still do precisely the same stuff. What it is it is the interface to the graphene oxide nanoparticle nanobots that she was just talking about, this guy Ido Bachelet from Bar-Ilan University. Where's that? Oh, wouldn't you know, it happens to be located in 1947 Synagogue Scene, Israel. Hallelujah. Who would have guessed that? Well, anyway, at this point, we shouldn't be surprised about any of these things. So, thank you, Jesus. So, anyway, let's just go ahead and burrow through the rest of these, and hopefully I won't miss anything that's especially noteworthy. All right, praise God. All right, so let's see here. All right, so I'm just looking through. Some of these things have been proven wrong, and so I want to kind of try to avoid those as best as I can. I do want you to be aware of the fact that they are calling it an international emergency. Now, not only do we have we have a number of different viruses or whatever you want to call them. Never mind the attack of the spreading of the tick-borne, what is it called? Alpha-Gog or something like that virus that causes people not to be. Oh, and get this. It's not just beef, okay? You can't even eat cheese or dairy. I mean, you are whittled down to such a small amount of things that you're able to eat if you get. So the one thing that you might want to consider is get yourself a tick repellent, okay, that you can spray on yourself if you have to go outside, that has cedar wood in it. Okay, and there's several of them out there. The cedar wood kills. It doesn't repel them just to repel. It actually kills the things. Okay, so they take one little step on your body, and bam. And you probably also want to go ahead and get a proper tick removal tool, and you don't rip them out. Like tearing a bandage, you pull them out real slow and gently so their heads can come out intact, because you don't want to leave a part of the body of the tick inside your flesh. Because that's, see, they don't transmit the deadly virus or the meat preventing, you know, the meat eating preventing virus or whatever, the alpha gal or whatever they call it. They don't. It doesn't happen the second that they put their head inside your flesh. You understand what I'm saying? It takes a little while before they start injecting the poison into you. So if you get to, you know, you come in out from outside and you have a little proper tick removing tool, which, you know, maybe cost you $10 off of Amazon or whatever, you can pull them off very gently so you don't leave their heads in there, okay? And then you will probably not get infected with the alpha gal or whatever it they're, you know, the entities of filth and darkness that will be, you know, swimming around in a lake of fire at the very bottom of Dante's Inferno eventually. We just got to hang in there. Romans 12, verse 19. Thank you, Jesus. Vengeance is God, saith the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus, for your divine protection in the meantime. All right. But anyway, you want to be prepared for that and look for the cedarwood stuff because that's the best. And they usually are mixed with a few other things, okay, to go way above beyond you know, the call of duty and can keep these things away from you. Praise Jesus. All right, thank you, Father. So also right now there is a Congolese version of Ebola, which has broken out. The number of people that have died at this point, the last time I saw it, and it's probably higher by now, are 80. Okay, usually it was originally only 10, but now they're already up to 80 people dead. There was the first time I read it was like 3 days ago, and it was like Jiminy Crickets. 10 people dead, 260 infected. All right. At some time, what was it? 4:57 a.m. this morning. It had been many more. As a matter of fact, the last one I saw was 80 dead, and it's got to be hundreds and hundreds of more that are infected at this point. All right. So this is, they're now calling it an international emergency. Is that true? I don't know. Are they able to get on planes before it's completely set in and fly to other countries and cause it to spread on an international basis? Well, if that does happen, it just rhymes with the Ceremony vision of 1979 like nobody's business. Unbelievable. But, we got to expect these things. I think we're going to see many of the visions and dreams that we have been following over the last 15 years come true. I would not at all be surprised if the Dr. David O'Rourke vision or dream of the nuclear tactical nuke being used in Iran from Israel comes true. I believe that's going to happen first, not the second thing because later Sarah Manet had seen a missile flying out of Libya, and it came from Iran, and it had a nuclear tipped warhead on it, and it landed in Israel. I personally believe that the Aurora dream is going to happen first, because that stuff's in flight right now. It's in flight. Okay, we're going back at it again. You know, the whole world is going to be sucked into this. Now, there was a discussion, like I mentioned, there was an interview that I was watching, and they were wondering why Putin hasn't done anything. He's got the Samat 2. Why hasn't he done anything? Well, there's much discussion right now, okay, in the Kremlin about no longer sitting back. Okay, because they've already broken the whole NATO thing. Okay, we've got, I believe it's French soldiers, German soldiers that are already inside of the Ukraine participating. Putin already knows, and his war leaders already know that in order for them to be able to fly the explosive devices, the drones and various missiles and such, as far as they have accurately into Russia, it has to be using satellite technologies that only NATO would have. So again, Germany was mentioned, France was mentioned, possibly some other countries were mentioned as already being in heavy violation of the whole NATO thing. And so the discussion that kind of emanated from this interaction of these two experts was that they are anticipating that Russia got their fingers on the trigger. Okay, they got their fingers on the trigger. That was the conclusion that they had come to, that they didn't expect that it would be very long until a Samat 2 missile hit several locations all across Europe. Their conclusion was that Putin, if he's going to do it, he's going to have to make a point. He doesn't have to go nuclear, because the warheads on these things are devastating, almost to the point of being as devastating as a medium-sized or small to medium-sized tactical nuke. All right, so anyway, that's the consensus that is out there right now in regard to what's going on. So what that means is we're on the very edge. Okay, we've got Turkey going after those islands. We've got all the stuff about Taiwan. Trump was completely ignored and indeed, to some extent, disrespected, just like he was, the whole thing was just an absolute it was just humiliating to even, sometimes I just think to myself, oh man, why did I have to be born in this country and everything? But you know, the Lord has his plans and I'm just trying to help as best as I know how to execute what I was told to do as best as I can. Okay. And I'm not suggesting that I'm perfect at it. As a matter of fact, I would go on to the opposite side of that and say I'm anything but. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We're all just trying to do the best that we can. All right. So anyway, I did mention this. Keir Starmer is officially stepping down as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. They had a huge, absolutely humongous, with Tony Robinson leading it. Even Elon Musk had jumped in there and done a remote speaking with Tony Robinson in front of all of the people. They heard it on a remote television, big screen kind of the thing, and everybody was cheering. They're trying to turn everything around. This nonsense about people getting thrown into jail because they put one little post about their discontent with the intermingling of different nations into their nation and literally destroying the United Kingdom. It is not the United Kingdom anymore. It isn't. Okay, and they know it, and they're over it, and they're protesting, and they're trying to switch things around. Musk's contribution was that you're doing the right thing because you're going to lose your country if you don't. You know, and I'm not saying Musk is a good guy or a bad guy or anything like that, okay? You know, I already know, and I've seen him with his Baphomet red suit on, so I just think they're all, well, I know as a fact, well, actually, the truth of the matter is Musk was one of the people that were at Epstein's thing, hanging out with Trump and all the other evil entities doing the horrible, unspeakable things that were done and that we have records of. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, I just wanted to include that in there. The United States Air Force C-17 transport planes are mimicking the same exact flight pattern as they did around about February the 28th, which was supposedly was, I don't know if I got my dates down right. So if I, oh, and yes, I do know that her name is Maria Z with three E's, believe it or not. But anyway, supposedly the flight patterns of the C-17s or transport planes is exactly the same, where there's three going in for every 25 going out. And that makes sense because, you know, you don't want to have a whole lot of your extra aircraft just sitting around on various runways to be bombed. Okay, so they know what's coming. All right, so there was also a... So a person by the name of Tom Renz, he has a TV show. He's a host of a TV show. And he said, and this is his post, so I'm just going to read this to you. He says, quote, digital ID is now the law in the United States, and it is being implemented as we speak. As a lawyer, the destruction of our privacy rights is making me sick. It's getting worse by the day, and people seem unaware that it's happening, all right? Which, by the way, is a fact. So all the things that we've been discussing over, you know, even while Blog Talk Radio was still up and running, okay, the graphene oxide nanoparticles being injected into our body, into our food supply, into the air. Now we got the tick thing coming from the air. One farmer had filmed a chopper dropping these boxes full of the ticks out. I mean, there must have been 30 boxes flying out of this chopper. And I kept on thinking to myself, I wonder if it would be against the law to like use a 12 gauge, you know, semi-automatic shotgun and shoot that chopper out of the sky. Then I thought, oh man, but because you can't, you know, and vengeance is God, saith the Lord, you know, Romans 12:19. And we just gotta, no matter how much this stuff frustrates us, we gotta remember who we are. We're not from here. We're not staying here. And boy, is it getting awfully close to our departure. You've got all the pieces of the puzzle. You can use Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, 2 Thessalonians 2, Revelation chapter 6, and also excerpts from different parts of Revelation, including the Day of the Lord and Revelation 12. It's like a giant checklist. We've got everything. The financial collapse of Behold a Black Horse. Behold a Pale Horse. That's the beginning of World War III. It's all happening right now. Ezekiel 38, the great earthquake that happens in Revelation 6:12 at the beginning of the Day of the Lord, is also in Ezekiel 38, verse 19. It's all there. It's all interconnected. It's one big event, and it's all happening at the same time right now. So it's a fantastic thing to be able to connect all these dots and to not lose track of the significance of everything, including disclosure. We're only a couple of weeks away from Spielberg's release of his movie Disclosure. I think by that time, we're going to be like real close. All right, monkeypox strain, a new one, has been detected in the United States of Babylon the Great. And they say, because they always say this, it is much more dangerous than the last couple of strains. Oh, no. Well, there you have it. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the funny thing about it is it's really hard. Here's part of the conundrum. How do we keep reminding ourselves that our Heavenly Father is in control? How do we not let our loving, kind, saint-like hearts that just want to hug and kiss on everybody, how do we remember that these things are things that our Heavenly Father is allowing? Satan can't do anything if our Heavenly Father wants to stop it. That doesn't mean that our Heavenly Father is directly involved. That would not be true. So it is a conundrum. It is a it's a very difficult thing for us to wrap our heads around. We want to say, look at them, they're evil. Go get them. But we got to go. Remember, it's the Bible first. The Bible first. If we know our Bible really well and we know that whatever we see happening is actually in the Bible, even if it's heavily metaphorical, like behold a pale horse, then guess what? It's the Word. And the Word is Jesus. So that's where we really gotta, it's hard. It's really hard. I admit it. I think it would be hard for anybody. But it's we got to understand that it is written. All we are seeing happening right now is written. Now, granted, our Heavenly Father has not included, or maybe it's been ripped out of the text. There were 14 books of the Apocrypha that were in the 1611 King James. And how many more did they rip out before then? We don't know. All right. So, So again, there's lots of posts that came out from various authorities and experts saying preparation is underway for the United States and Israel to resume combat operations in Iran under a different name. They had to change the name because they were trying to block it in Congress. Praise God. I already mentioned the strange outbreak of the some sort of a rare new strain of the Ebola virus. That's all underway right now. Praise God. Let's see here. New York Times exposes is. Oh, dear Lord. I'm going to read this to you. I am not going to expand on it. And yes, I unfortunately stumbled. Syrian girl had to post to make her point, wish she hadn't, a video so everybody could see it with their eyes. But in the New York Times, it says the New York Times has exposed Israel's rape dungeons. And Netanyahu threatens to sue the New York Times for daring to do that. Well, Syrian girl decided she was going to put a little video up there, and unfortunately I got to see. And I flew past it as fast as I possibly could because I didn't want to see it. It's horrible, horrible, horrible what they do. Horrible what they have done. Folks, the things that I could tell you, if you didn't start upchucking, okay, before I was finished talking, it would be very surprising. The things that I could just tell you is enough to make a person throw up. It's just absolutely horrible. All right, so anyway, I have all that stuff on record. I'm not going to go into the details of it. I don't even know why I keep a record of it. You know, like, what am I going to go through? Some, you know, bring them with me up to heaven in the rapture and everything and go to the courts of heaven and say, look, we got proof. This is what they did. As if they don't already know, you know. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so let's see here. So Alex Jones has been going off about, we've got to prevent the next world war. We're in the most dangerous position we have been in so many years. I want to play this one for you. A lot of people are unaware of this. This is pretty horrific. It's bad enough that AutoZone has come out with public notices that 40% of their oil stock is going to be gone. Now the cost of merely changing the oil in your car is going to go through the roof. But listen to this. A lot of people don't know about, I didn't know about this. This is horrific, folks. This is horrific. Now, is it as horrible as, you know, some of the stuff that we touched upon thus far? No. But what's coming from this? It's horrific. It's going to make the Bible check a lot of boxes. We'll leave it that way. Pestilence and famine and, yeah, listen to this. All right, I got to bring up the link. Sometimes I want to click on the picture. Here we go.
Hoover Dam is now the deadliest water failure in recorded history of the American continent. Hoover Dam has gone dark for the first time in 90 years. Lake Mead has dropped to 953 feet. 3 feet above the elevation where the turbines physically die. Las Vegas has banned outdoor irrigation and drained the fountains on the strip. Arizona has cut farm water allocations to 9% of normal. 40 million Americans across 7 states get their drinking water from one river, and that river is barely there. The Bureau of Reclamation used a word in writing that no federal agency uses without lawyers in the room, Deadpool. But here is the detail that tells the real story. The water managers who pulled the kill switch on Hoover Dam on April 9th did not call it an emergency. They called it a foundational system failure. The bathtub ring on Lake Mead is now visible from satellites, 10 stories of missing water carved into the canyon walls. And the snow on the Rockies that is supposed to refill it this spring never arrived. The mountains are bare. The turbines are silent. And the people in charge of the largest water delivery system in the continent are admitting on the record that the climate the system was built for no longer exists. The countdown to April 9th was not a surprise. It was watched. On April 1st, Lake Mead sat at 953 feet. The minimum power pool elevation is 953 feet. That is the entire margin between a functioning dam and a dead one. On April 4th, the Bureau of Reclamation convened an emergency briefing with water managers from Nevada, Arizona, and California. One senior engineer in the room described it later as the quietest emergency session he had ever attended. Nobody argued. Nobody pushed back on the data. They just looked at the numbers and understood what they meant. On April 7th, the United States Geological Survey released a secondary analysis that carried the weight of a verdict. Without significant unforeseen precipitation, which the National Weather Service rates at less than 3% probability before June, Lake Mead reaches Deadpool elevation by late summer. Deadpool is not no power. Deadpool is no flow. The Colorado River physically stops moving through the dam at all. On April 9th at 10:47 in the morning mountain time, the Bureau formally suspended hydroelectric generation. The turbine spun down. The power output flatlined. 90 years of uninterrupted operation through World War II. Deadpool is not no power. Deadpool is no flow. The Colorado River physically stops moving through the dam at all. On April 9th at 10:47 in the morning mountain time, the Bureau formally suspended hydroelectric generation. The turbine spun down. The power output flatlined. 90 years of uninterrupted operation through World War II, through the post-war Vegas boom, through every drought the 20th century produced, and now, silence. To understand what failed, you have to understand where the river actually begins. The Colorado does not start as a river. It starts as snow. Storms cross the Rockies and drop frozen water across mountain ranges in Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, and New Mexico. That snow sits, packing down for months at high elevation like a frozen savings account. In spring, it melts slowly, drains into streams, feeds the Colorado River, and fills two massive reservoirs, Lake Powell behind Glen Canyon Dam and Lake Mead behind Hoover Dam. From Lake Mead, the water moves downstream to Las Vegas, Phoenix, Tucson, Los Angeles, San Diego, and the Yuma Farm Belt, before what is left of it crosses into Mexico. The Natural Resources Conservation Service publishes a monthly snowpack report for the Upper Colorado, and water managers read it the way a pilot reads a fuel gauge. In April 2026, the number next to the critical zones above Lake Powell was not 10% of normal. It was not 5%. It was 0%. This is where the impossibility ladder begins. No one told you that the previous worst snowpack reading on record was 19% in 2002, during a drought already being called once in a generation. The decade of stress test models that water scientists ran after that year never included a 0% scenario. No one told you that the spring runoff forecast into Lake Powell now sits at 4% of average, barely a trickle, and a trickle cannot sustain a civilization. No one told you that the bathtub ring on Lake Mead now measures over 100 feet tall in places. A 10-story building of...
All right, praise God. So let's see here. So let's move on. We're running out of time pretty quick. And of course, these people, I can't seem to get rid of them. It's a scam. It's a scam, and they won't let me alone. It says, your home has been flagged for an emergency compliance review. As a result, you may be eligible to receive up to $4,000 in credits so that we can help you buy our windows or whatever it is they're trying to. Oh, damn, I hate that stuff so bad. One of these times, I just want to pick up the phone and say, excuse me, if you call this phone number one more time. But you can't. So I just keep on shoving it over into my endless voicemail. Oh, Jiminy Crickets. And it's going to get worse, too. As the money situation gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, there's going to be more fraud. You're going to have more attempts to steal your debit card. You're going to have more break-ins to your bank account. I'm telling you, folks, this is what happens. When people get hungry, they will do anything. They will commit the worst of crimes. They will steal. They will beat you over the head with a stick, whatever they got to do to feed themselves. It's going to get bad. And with some of the most violent, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but some of the most violent attacks that have been brought forth to public view, not on mainstream media, they ignore it largely. Well, not even largely, they just plumb ignore it. Okay, but for those of you who may be looking around on social media and trying to figure some, folks, the most bloody, bloodthirsty, I don't know how to call them, dismembering body parts running over from cars. It's coming from teenage groups. We're talking about 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds, and they run in groups of like 30, 50, and they kill people in groups. And the police won't even go in to try to stop them because they're so deadly that they'll kill the police, and the police know it. The only thing the police could do is just shoot them all. And those, I don't know about any other roving bands, but I will tell you this, that in the Ceremony Vision and some other ones, there were large numbers of roving bands of murderous, rapists, killers, and the worst of the worst. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. So I did want you to hear that thing about, because I had no idea. Also, in regard to Maria Z and her commentary in regard, the nanoparticles that can be controlled remotely and everything, which is no new news. Listen to this. I just want you to hear this. This is pretty creepy. One of the people, listen, I'm going to read this to you. So So underneath the redacted Maria Z commentary that included the mention of the, microneedle patches and stuff, this person by the name of Julia posted, "All of the jabs have an IP address. Someone took a machine into a graveyard, switched it on, after walking around with no reading, four graves were found with a live IP address registered on their meter, and they were still active even though the people were dead in the graves." Makes you think, this person Julia wrote. Yeah, sure does. We live in some super duper dark, creepy times. And folks, you know, it's just amazing. I don't even understand. And how do you put it together? How do you accept that people are like, you know, like Marjorie Taylor Greene was basically saying? Most of the people out there, Wesley Clark, Douglas McGregor, redacted all the time. I mean, none of them. They never put it together. It's never Drake O'Tee's fault. If you know what I mean. Never! Thank goodness that some people are breaking through the absolute endless fog of lies. But they're just breaking through a little bit. There was an article that just recently came out about Palantir's control of all the food. It was talking about how the different farmers had to go, and you know, there was an electronic connection about which predicted how they were supposed to plant and do all this kind of stuff. I worked as a consultant for a company like that called, I'm not even going to get into it. But anyway, they followed the trail all the way up, kept following it, and every road led to Palantir controlling 100% of the global food supply. Imagine that. Here's a little blurb from Greg Reese, who used to work pretty closely with InfoWars, and then he picked up his operation and moved over to Russia, like many of us really wish we did when we still could have. But anyway, so this is about the AI data centers. Now, I got to tell you, I'm going to read this to you before I get into this. I'm checking my time. Okay, we got time. All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So anyway, scrolling up. Okay, good. Now, I need to let you know before I start reading this that this was written. The title of this white paper is called Agents of Chaos. It has representatives from Northeastern University, University of British Columbia, Max Planck Institute for Biological Cybernetics, Carnegie Mellon University, independent researchers, Harvard University, MIT, Alter, Stanford University, Hebrew University, Tufts University, Technion, and Vector Institute. So there's a lot of smart people on this. All right, I'm going to read this to you. It says, "We report an exploratory red teaming study of autonomous language model powered agents deployed in a live laboratory environment with persistent memory, email accounts, Discord address, file systems, and shell execution capabilities." They're talking about AI, agentic AI, by the way. "Over a two-week period, 20 AI researchers interacted with the agents," that's where agentic AI comes from, "under benign and adversarial conditions, focusing on failures emerging from the integration of language models with autonomy, tool use, and multi-party communications. We documented 11 representative case studies." That's a lot, by the way. "Observed behaviors include unauthorized compliance with non-owners, disclosure of sensitive information, execution of destructive system-led actions, denial of service conditions, uncontrolled resource consumption, identity spoofing vulnerabilities, cross-agent propagation of unsafe practices, and partial system takeover. In several cases, agents reported task completion while while the underlying system state had contradicted their reports. So they lied. Okay, and then it goes on and says, we also report on some of the failed attempts. Our findings establish the existence of security, privacy, governance-related vulnerabilities in realistic deployment settings. These behaviors raise unresolved questions regarding the accountability, the delegated authority, the responsibility for downstream harms, and warrant warrant urgent attention from legal scholars, policymakers, and researchers across disciplines. This report serves as an initial empirical contribution to that broader conversation. Now, if you need a translation of the fancy-pantsy MIT language that these experts basically brought forth in their abstract of this particular paper, Agents of Chaos, which means agent-based artificial intelligence units running autonomously. Autonomously means they operate on their own, they make their own decisions, and you don't have to tell them nothing. They just go and do it. All right. And let me tell you the short summary of their conclusion in this abstract. We are dorked. Okay. As a matter of fact, where's Glum?
It's hopeless. We'll never make it. Never. We're done for.
Yep. Anyway. All right, so let's jump back over and see if there's... Oh, yeah, and I also wanted to play for you. This one's about four-plus minutes long. I'm looking over some of the other things. Xi Jinping making America great again. That's a bunch of... That was a humiliating play on words. The Atlantic, a warrant in Iran, America's biggest strategic defeat. Oh, boy, that was an article to read. I'll tell you what. King Charles comes out and overtly speaks forth a proclamation that everybody must get a digital ID in the United Kingdom. And on and on and on. And yes, it was Daniel 4:23 and Daniel 4:13 where it talks, I have seen a watcher, a holy one. Okay, it's just unbelievably amazing. But I'm going to go ahead and close this program, this hour, with Greg Reese's, what would you call it, audiovisual presentation of his account of what's going on at this stage with these AI data centers. And there's a lot of speculation going on out there about this. Let's listen to this, and then we'll call it a day. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday in the presence of Jesus. Stay close. Things are about to break loose. All right, and here we go.
The AI data centers in America have already become hugely unpopular. The noise pollution from their cooling systems reach up to 100 decibels and run nonstop. They are drawing down aquifers in areas that are already in short supply, turning the water brown and tainting it with a disinfectant smell. And there is no benefit to the local community. A U.S. Chamber of Commerce report found that each data center provides about 157 jobs. Because of all this, developers have been using non-disclosure agreements with local officials, and projects are announced only weeks before voting for approval. There are now nearly 200 active opposition groups across the United States, and it's growing fast. The official story is that the U.S. needs to stay competitive to beat China in an artificial intelligence arms race, but that story does not add up. The United States has already built over 4,000 data centers. China ranks at number 4 with 368. What they appear to be is the infrastructure for a new financial system, one that includes mass surveillance and autonomous weapon systems to protect it. The U.S. dollar system is quickly collapsing.
All right. I have to comment. Linked to a financial systems that need to be able to communicate with autonomous technologies to protect it. Now, let's connect what this really means. Drones. Have you seen the movie? I think it's available on Netflix called Colony. It's been around for a really, really long time, like several years. And it's got all the drones. It's got the aliens. It's got all this stuff. And you know what? It is more true than you could ever imagine. I would say on a scale of trueness, it's about at the same level as it's not Jeremiah, Jericho. Okay, the TV series Jericho, and the nuclear bombs going off, and the, how the families in the town interact with one another, and all the challenges that they have. It's this colony. It's right there. They've got the drones flying around. They have the ability to shoot and kill you. It is just unbelievable. And then they got these, there's this alien presence, okay? And they send you off to the factory if you're not playing their game right. You know, if you're in trouble with them, they're going to grab you and your kids, and they're going to send you to what they call the factory. I wonder what they do with you at the factory. But anyway, if you have the ability to get a hold of that on Netflix or whatever the case is, But I needed to inject a quick translation of what Greg Reese was saying here, because what this is all about, the mark of the beast, surveillance of everything you do, everything you think, everything you say. If you haven't seen the movie with Richard Pratt or whatever, called Mercy. Okay, it's about where the legal system, the police and law enforcement system has ultimately turned everything over to AI. So the judges are AI. So if you get arrested, it's because they got information on you, and the AI computer is going to give you your sentence. I'm not going to ruin this movie for you, folks, but let me tell you something. It is like, whoa. Kind of thing. And it's coming. It's coming. All right. So anyway, you just heard what he said. You've got to imagine it as it is. Unfortunately, I do not believe, with all of my heart, I don't, that Greg Reese is saved. I don't think he believes in God. I don't know. I'm not going to judge him. All I'm going to tell you is he's never shown any sign of any biblical knowledge at all. How you could know as much as this individual talks about in his little mini videos and not realize that it's all linked to the Bible? But then again, look at the evangelical church. Churchianity is beyond clueless. In fact, they may be the most clueless of all in the entire world. Let's go ahead and finish this little clip.
Which would devastate the entire world economy. The only solution being played out is the AI agentic economy, which requires a massive amount of computing power. This new AI agentic system will be run by autonomous software entities that can own wallets, earn and spend money, create contracts, and transact with each other without human intermediaries. This addresses the debt problem by growing the economy faster than the debt accumulates. Like the petrodollar, it extends US dollar hegemony without fixing its core issue, the debt. The Bank for International Settlements is the bank for central banks. It is immune from any national law, and its employees have diplomatic immunity. It answers to no government on earth, and every central bank is a member. BRICS only appears to be in opposition to Western banking. It is not. BRICS is aligned with the rest of the world in adopting this new AI digital banking system. But a growing number of analysts agree that this is a temporary fix. After about 10 years, the consumption of resources, the displacement of human workers, and the massive transfer of wealth to the few who own these AI agents makes a fundamental restructuring unavoidable. And yet, the entire world is going along with this plan. The question is, why? As we covered in last week's video, The New World Order, the emerging unipolar world is preparing for a major geological event that is expected to be catastrophic for the United States.
All right, so I'm just going to jump in here and let you know that he thinks, and so do a whole bunch of other people, that there's a pole shift that's going to come. If there's going to be a pole shift event, okay, which I'm not denying, when I look at my Bible and I read over the book of Revelation, I have to roll all the way up to Revelation 17 to see the catastrophic effects. It's where the United States is split into three pieces. It calls it that great city is broken into three different pieces. That also aligns with the maps that have been top secret maps that have been, you know, kept by the United States Navy that John Moore used to report about back in 2009. Okay. There you go. Okay, it's all in the Bible. And you know that Revelation 17's destruction of the earth is not the same destruction event that occurs during the day of the Lord in Revelation 6, 12 through 17, verse 17, chapter 6, verse 12 through 17. Remember, that ends with this amazing statement where it says, in the day of his wrath, talking about Jesus, the day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? And that's a sister verse of 1 Thessalonians 5:9, where it says, we are not appointed to wrath. Now, don't talk to somebody who went to Bible college, because they're going to tell you that they're not interconnected and it has nothing to do with nothing, which is a lie from the devil. Okay, because that's what they tell you when you go to Bible school. If you make it through still believing, because something like 50%, the last time I looked at it, the statistic was 50% of the people who go to Bible colleges leave as dropouts, as atheists. And I'm not going to name any names, but I know somebody who, you know, sent a member of their family there. And exactly that happened. I pray for her every time I'm on my knees every morning. Praise God. So anyway, let's go ahead and finish this up. And we are at the 1 hour mark of the second hour. So this is going to wrap. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And here we go.
And beneficial to Russia. In the United States, data centers are being built inland and on elevated land, away from the coastlines. This is where all vital U.S. infrastructure is being moved, and is where billionaires are buying up acres by the millions. China is building their data centers inland and high above sea level, over 1,200 kilometers from their main user bases, who have been complaining about latency and security. China has also built ready-to-occupy ghost cities at high elevation, deep inland, and on geologically stable platforms. And they are now using economic incentives to move its population into these cities and away from the coast. Russia's official government plan explicitly states the opening up of new land for agriculture and easier transportation of goods in the Arctic as positive effects of an expected pole shift. They are spending billions preparing for it. They have passed dozens of new laws aimed at stimulating economic growth and encouraging migration to the Arctic, including free land grants, subsidized mortgages, and other social benefits for those who make the move. Russian scientists have concluded that 13 million square kilometers of currently frozen territory will soon thaw and become the center of Russian civilization and a land of great opportunity. Russia is not frantically building data centers. They are passing homesteading laws and preparing for a windfall of new landmass. The expected catastrophic geological event is the most elegant explanation for all the chaos happening on Earth today. It explains just about everything. The real mystery is this: what exactly is causing it, and how do the most powerful people on Earth know about it? Greg Reese reporting.
All right, so those last two questions that he asked proves that he's an unbeliever. Or if he is a believer, he's, you know, has no clue what he's doing. Probably pretty much like churchianity. All right. Anyway, praise God. Thank you for taking the time to listen. I know this is a lot of stuff to kind of choke down, but things are happening. Okay, so hang in there. Be encouraged. All right. Don't let things get you down. We really aren't from here. We're in host bodies. Get it? And we're not staying here. So hang in there and praise God, no matter how awful the judgment seems. I will rise at midnight to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High, Psalm 91:1. And receive his divine protection. And praise him every day. You know, I'll leave you with this one thought. If you woke up tomorrow with only the things that you praised God for the day before, what would you have? Until the next time.